Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do bad?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, back here at Autism One, the healing that we try to provide for you through the radio is still happening. And part of that is via giving you information so that you can make fully informed or better informed decisions, you know, this concept. And there are a couple of scientists that I've got with me now that have done really good work in revealing things that are not popular within certain segments of the pharmaceutical or vaccine industry, and they've been attacked viciously simply for revealing things in their scientific inquiry, revealing facts and reporting on them. I appreciate their integrity in this realm, and I'm glad to have them back on. It's been a while. Dr. Mark Geyer and your son David Geyer, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks. Yeah, it's good to see you. Now, since we've last talked, of course, there's a lot of things, a lot of areas we can discuss, but I'm always interested in the latest findings, the latest uncoverings, and in the interest of full disclosure, as we've talked before, you guys support the concept of vaccination. I do in concept. I don't like the way it's being implemented because of the danger of injecting what they're injecting. I think it's good to stimulate an antibody to be produced. That's fine. There may be different ways to go about it. But your line of inquiry went into the mercury thing primarily, the danger of mercury and the revelations that you brought out that were not so comfortable for certain segments. Am I saying that right?
That's correct. Our main emphasis is the addition of thimerosal, which is a mercury preservative to vaccines, and its continued use. We're both for the intelligent use of clean vaccines.
Right, and that's obviously controversial because who's produced them yet, right? And you're asking, hey, can't we do this better?
Well, with what we're interested in, which is mercury-free, it can be produced because it is being produced. You can buy virtually every vaccine type known to man in a mercury-free form. We just don't do it. For example, our main problem is with the influenza vaccine, which is, according to U.S. government, been given to 90 million Americans with full-dose thimerosal. It can be produced without thimerosal because it is being produced without thimerosal. They just choose to use the one with thimerosal, and they give it to pregnant women and young children. And so you can't argue that, you know, you can't make this. We don't know how to make replacement. We know how to. We do make replacement. Let's use the better vaccine like many developed nations already do.
For what I'm seeing, though, the adverse event system is saying that these flu shots are like just ramping up in reporting specific to the flu shot, perhaps because the vast majority of them are being delivered with full-on thimerosal.
Well, the other problem is that thimerosal's adverse effects are not immediate. If you give a shot and someone has an anaphylactic shock, you know, in the office, an honest physician is going to report that to the VAERS because it happened in the office. But if you give a mercury-containing vaccine and someone develops autism 5 years later, they're not likely to report it for the vaccine. It's not even the doctor who gave the shot may not even be aware of what happened. So, VAERS is useful in this area, but it's not the ultimate answer. There are better answers.
Sure, and we recognize some have posited that 90-95%, I don't know what the number is or percentage, are not even being reported because, as you said, many of the adverse events are delayed. They're not immediate in the office, so they may never be reported.
That's correct.
Yeah. So is there a safe level of mercury that can be injected into the body? Have you found that level?
Mercury at any level is toxic. It's not like some compounds where you reach a level or a threshold below which it's safe. It's really just a question of numbers, and it's a very scary thing. It's like a curve, like a rocket ship taking off, meaning that in the beginning it's very slow, very small numbers, and as you go up higher and higher, just like in a rocket ship, more and more damage, faster and faster.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we find in our studies that we've been exploring, that mercury is a dose-dependent poison.
But that being said, there is a guideline. The EPA and others produce guidelines, and the EPA one is relatively easy to interpret.
It's 0.1 micrograms of mercury per kilogram body weight per day. This is derived from a series of poisonings that occurred with methylmercury, a similar compound to the ethylmercury found in thimerosal. And the conversion between kilograms and pounds is the only difficult part. There are 2.2 pounds per kilogram. So if you take an average-sized pregnant woman now that's receiving an influenza vaccine, they would weigh 70 kilograms. That's about
150 pounds.
Yeah, 150 pounds or so. So they would be allowed 0.1 times 70, or 7 micrograms. If they get one flu shot, it contains 25 micrograms.
They're all over the limit, and they're giving these things to kids.
Not
well, much smaller.
Yeah.
And additionally, the limit isn't just from a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get your flu shot and you're the hypothetical pregnant woman who's 70 kilos, you also ate a can of tuna. You also have silver fillings, which, of course, are not silver. They're mercury.
Mercury, yeah.
You're also breathing the air, which contains mercury.
Mm-hmm.
You're way, way, way over the limit.
Yeah, yeah. And you said something earlier about the ability to make these vaccines without mercury, but my concern, some analyses have showed that even the quote-unquote, what they call mercury-free, the subcomponents may be preserved with the thimerosal, but it's not added at the end, so there may be trace mercury even in those so-called mercury-free vaccines.
There are two kinds of so-called mercury-free vaccines. It turns out that the story that we were told as to why thimerosal is added to the vaccines is not exactly right. What we originally pictured, and everybody pictures, is you make the vaccine, and after you get ready to put it in the bottle, you add some thimerosal. That's very easy to fix. You don't add the thimerosal. And in fact, why should you complain if you're a drug company? Because it's not expensive, but you're saving some money. However, unfortunately, many of these old factories are very dirty, and they add thimerosal at each step as they go through because they don't use sterile technique. They use untrained people. They're not master's degree experts or something. And so actually, many of them have to actually take the mercury out to get down to the 25 limit. And by the way, they take it out by a chelation column. Everybody knows how you remove it. But so there's two things you can do. One is you cannot add it at the end, and or you can chelate it more, but when you chelate it more and you get it down to low levels, first, it's almost impossible to get it to zero, and secondly, the more you chelate it, the more expensive it gets. So these are the groups that they say they reduce the mercury and its trace. And incidentally, we had an agreement. We've made this, had this passed in 7 states, and some of the states allow trace. And trace, I was actually asked as a consultant, what should we allow trace? And I said, let's ask the companies. So we sort of agreed that if it's less than 1 microgram, as opposed to the 25, we wouldn't say it's free, wouldn't say it's safe, but that's trace.
Okay.
Now, the mercury-free, in order to make mercury-free, you need to build a new factory, a clean factory. And you have to have the correct equipment, and you have to have highly trained technicians. So there are some factories that are mercury-free. So that's the difference between free and trace. The understanding of this has intentionally been blurred, and the CDC loves to say that the influenza only has a trace amount. It's only 25. But we have a meaning for trace. We mean less than 1.
Less than 1. Okay.
So it's not trace. And what they did is, by the way, in those factories that they weren't able to make completely free,
mm-hmm.
they simply send it to the third world or the developing world. So they have tons of it. They're not
right.
going to close the factories. These factories make lots of money, and they're made, some of them are fairly new, these poor factories, and they're made to last for 25 years, and they plan to use them in developing countries.
Dr. Mark Geyer, what is shocking in what you've just said, among many things, is that many people are under the impression that vaccines must be made in really super clean environments with controls and things. And you're saying that because they're not, and they know they're not, they're actually having to add mercury just to keep the thing from getting contaminated by, I don't know, some microbial overgrowth. But the contamination of the mercury could be worse. I don't know.
That's right.
And this is actually, they have contamination problems even with the mercury. A number of years back, for a flu vaccine, there was a company called Chiron. Chiron had a plant in England, And they were having terrible trouble with something called serratia, which is a kind of bacteria. It's not even a human pathogen. And it kept going up and up and up and up in their production. And they kept adding more and more thimerosal, and they couldn't kill it. And the amazing story is that our FDA went and inspected it and allowed those lots to be distributed. It took the English government to actually seize the lots, not allow them to come into the United States to protect us.
It saved our people. The English saved our people from the serratia infection, although it's not a human pathogen. It's really hard to treat.
Mm-hmm.
And these have very high levels of it.
The amazing thing is the final exception the company asked was there was a limit, and then they raised it with the FDA, and they raised it and raised it, and finally it became unlimited. They said we could have basically giving nothing but solid serratia is what the company asked, and our FDA said yes. That's okay.
Now, do you ever wake up and go, I can't believe, you know, what we're uncovering, and we're showing it and we're validating it, and yet they're not, they seemingly are, if they're moving at all, it's very slowly, or maybe not at all, in terms of the safety that you're urging.
My entire experience with this issue, which is goes back now since to 2002 or something like that, although it's just that I wasn't aware of it before this, I wake up and I think I'm going to wake up from this nightmare. This is something that has been done to humanity. The estimate is they've damaged over 100 million, and we can go over how we got that estimate. It's a good one, and it's a conservative one. Over 100 million children. More people than have ever been damaged by anybody. And after being shown, and after having, there are a couple hundred at least papers, not all ours, believe me,
yeah,
from virtually every major university in the world saying how dangerous it is, they deny the existence of the papers. They don't even exist to them. There are no papers. But you go to PubMed, which anybody can go to,
right,
and you type in the word, and up they come. I can't believe that they've continued to damage our children and our society when it's such an easy thing. We're not asking to get rid of the vaccines. We're not even asking to adjust the aluminum, which would be really difficult.
Yeah.
We're simply asking them to use the clean vaccines that they know how to make, and they refuse to do it, and they refuse to acknowledge the problem, even though they know the problem. We know they know the problem because we have their internal documents, which we got under Freedom of Information Act and through Congress, where they say they have that they caused the autism epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. Congress had a hearing for 3.5 years, and they said it was caused by the thimerosal, and that our public health was guilty of institutional malfeasance for covering it up, and they continue onward to do this, even though their own people are against it. You read memos where they want to come out clean, and of course now we have whistleblowers that have come out,
yes,
told you what they're doing, and they continue to do it, and they continue to brainwash the public, and they're very effective.
Incredible.
They don't know anything about vaccines, but they're very good at brainwashing the public. You know, thimerosal is absolutely safe because Andy Wakefield was wrong. Wait a minute.
What kind of argument is that?
Andy Wakefield was MMR. There's no thimerosal in MMR. Never was. And what has that got to do with this issue?
All right,
nothing.
Stand by, guys. I'm here with Dr. Mark Geyer, David Geyer. Great team. Grateful to them for all they've uncovered. We're going to uncover even more after this break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'll tell you how to find out more from them as well.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the gifts of healing keep on giving at Autism One as we are joined now by a longtime listener of the Robert Scott Bell Show. You may have heard about her because of her son, Jake, the youngest listener. We gave him some kind of championship trophy. How old was Jake when we did this?
7 years old.
7 years old. Shelly Meyer, Shelly's mom of Jake. So, Shelly, we're here at Autism One, and your story is not that Jake, who we've talked about, was in the autism spectrum, but your first son, is it Zeke?
Zane,
thank you. Zane had been diagnosed into the autism spectrum?
Yes, he was diagnosed at 33 months.
33 months. And do you associate his manifestation of ASD as a vaccine injury?
Yes, okay. Somewhat. Vaccine injury and air pollution and, oh, I could go into a million things now, but... Yeah.
Yeah, we know environmental sources, all sources, in fact. But
right.
Question is, in terms of the holistic search, right, many people are on here at Autism One. How did you open up to ways to help Zane to get well? Because I understand from when he started to where he is today, he's remarkably improved.
Right. He started on ATEC, if an autism parents will know what that is. It's how severe his autism was. On a scale of 1 to 180, he started at 78, and his score now is 8, and that's after 6 years of recovery.
From 78 to 8. Now,
0 would be no longer on the spectrum.
Okay, so was what happened to Zane responsible for you opening a health food store with your husband, or did that happen prior? I want to get the lineage, because there's some fascinating things I want to talk to you about. We're talking with Shelly Meyer here at Autism One. What was it that got you into the health food arena?
We had the nutrition store. It opened in 2000, and Zane was born in 2005.
Okay.
So we already had the health. It was my husband's nutrition store. It was mainly sports supplements.
So a lot of powders that you wouldn't pronounce what's in them.
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't touch any of them.
Right. Yeah, no, we know about that here.
Right.
But fascinating, interesting. So there was some semblance of awareness of a natural realm or industry at this time. So as you look at this diagnosis, did you go immediately to a medical doctor? Were they helpful? Or did you immediately say, the medical doctors did this, I don't think they're going to help? How did this happen?
I read Jenny McCarthy's book, Louder Than Words,
mm-hmm.
and that was, about a year after Zane was diagnosed. So the first year, all I was told was to put him in special ed. That's it. That's what they told me where they diagnosed him. So we did that the first year, and then I read her book, and then I started seeing, he got on antibiotics for something, and I saw the autism symptoms just escalate like crazy with the antibiotics, so I knew there was a link.
Okay.
And that's what really opened my eyes, and I was like, we are going to recover him. If there's any way possible, we are going to do it. So then we found a Dan doctor, and we started that
process. All right,
so
you started the process of detoxing mercury, heavy metals, and other things, yes?
Started killing Candida first.
Candida?
He was so full of it that when his stool sample got sent to the lab, they said that the Candida is usually dead by the time it reaches the lab, and his was still flourishing.
Oh, my gosh. That's serious.
It was
so
bad.
So you make these steps. At what point did you encounter the Robert Scott Bell Show in this whole process? Later on what kind of things? Because I'm fascinated by your transition from sports nutrition, right, which is really not all that healthy.
Right.
Know. To one that you've now become a real healing center, and you'll tell a story about what it's transformed into, but at what point in the phase of this recovery?
Oh, I would say I had started adding some nutraceuticals into the store when I started working there. So it started out as my husband's store. We got married, and then I started bringing in some more natural things gradually. Once Zane got sick, then I really got educated, and I started listening to your show about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Once I started listening to your show, that took things to a whole new level, and that's when we started getting.
Well, what were the things that you heard, outrageous? Did they defy the things that you knew or thought you knew at that point, or did they build on it? I'm always curious as how it integrated into your body of knowledge at that point.
It all just made sense, and it just added on to what I had learned through Zane's recovery, because I learned a ton through trying to recover him. I mean, I didn't know anything when he was born. So just through recovering him, I've learned, I didn't know anything about organics, GMOs, vaccines.
Right.
I didn't.
So it expanded the base.
Yeah.
And then as far as the store goes, you hear the things we talk about, and I want to hear some of your experiences in that. We've got to take a break here, and we're at Autism One with Shelly Meyer. She's a super mom as far as I'm concerned. Zane and Jake are kids. And what's your husband's name?
Joe.
Joe, great guy we met. And I want to talk about the recovery and how your story has transformed and maybe some stories of healing from those that come to you now for help. A real hometown healer here at Autism One. We'll be right back.
Great.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org.
There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hey Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy, beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're talking with Shelly Meyer at the Autism One Conference. Her son, Zane. How old is Zane now?
Zane's 10.
10 years old. Yeah. And Jake is what, 7?
7.
7, right? Just a fascinating story. And I'm thrilled that you're here with me, Shelly, not only just to meet you, but I think the story that you're going to tell, some of the stories of your, not only of your son's recovery and continual improvement, but becoming, for lack of a better term, a healer in your own community.
Right.
Someone that's helping folks. You know, you kind of paying it forward. You're saying, I've learned this. I can't keep it to myself, and I want to help others. So your husband's store, originally Sports and Nutrition, is transitioning now.
Yes.
You're learning about a lot of things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Any stories that jump out at you in particular of what you've brought in and what has the impact been on people?
Oh, I think the first thing we brought in was the Echo Water, as far as the things that you talk about. And it's just been wonderful because everyone can afford it. We, you know, we sell it for $2.50 a gallon, $1.50 for a refill for your jug. And so everybody can afford to buy water. And
so instead of selling the machines, you're given an opportunity for your local community to come in and get the benefits of the molecular hydrogen in the water.
Exactly. Okay. And they need it because we have the worst air quality in the state of Iowa.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't even want to know what they're spewing out there, huh?
It's terrible.
Oh, man. So the people understand that, because you know from almost from the get-go, we've talked about what the benefit of this electrically enhanced water, it's really the release of the molecular hydrogen, and so many don't have that concept. Is that kind of strange for people to hear that?
I explain it to them, and they kind of get that glazed-over look,
yeah.
But they still try it, and they try it, and they like it, and they come back for more.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how many people have come in with chronic acid reflux. They've been on antacids forever.
Okay.
And they start drinking this water, and they can quit their antacids. That is one of the biggest things that I just love,
right.
You know, helping people with that. The other thing is it's the energy that you get from the water.
Mm-hmm.
You forget to drink your coffee. My coffee kept getting cold when I first started drinking the Echo Water. And everybody says that. Or they have to go out of town and they don't have their Echo Water. And then they realize how much energy the Echo Water was giving them when they
right.
don't have it. So they come back in after vacation and they're like, oh, I need my Echo Water.
Right.
So, yeah.
That is cool. So the utilization in store is something that I want to list to all the health food stores out there listening. You can put a unit in. And just from the standpoint, and I like to support the small family stores especially, you know,
yeah.
even though I know they're big stores and you can go there, but, you know, it's a real business and you're helping people.
Right.
And I want to see benefit come to you as well. And the one store in particular that I lectured at, they made back the price that they bought the unit. And they made back that money in a month selling the water like you do, $2.50
right.
a gallon, $1.50 a gallon. So it's not only a good community service, it's beneficial to anybody, but economically viable, supporting, you know, your efforts as a store. I mean, it's a struggle to compete out there. So
exactly. I mean, it brings business in. People who would never have come in before, they see that we have a big Echo Water sign on the outside of our building, and they just come in. I saw that you have alkaline water. I want to learn more about that. And it's a good way to get them in the door.
Very cool. Now, any other supplements of note that you brought into the store and had stories interacting with the customer base?
Sovereign Silver has
uh-huh.
been amazing.
Okay.
The first story I think of, well, with my own family, since
yeah.
we've been using the Echo Water and Sovereign Silver, my kids have not been sick hardly any this ever in the last year. They used to be sick all the time.
Now, how do they take to the silver water? Do they go, ooh, mommy, I don't want that? Or they go,
they don't mind
more.
It. No, they
no
just,
I know.
It's, tell me when the 30 seconds is up.
It's like, yeah, hold it in my mouth. Let's count. Let's make a game of it. I did that with my daughter when she was really little. And we go, because she couldn't speak with water in her mouth. But, you know, these are the things that are so simple. And I love that because it fits in with the thematic mission here of bringing the power to heal back home with
right.
everybody, moms and dads, you
yes.
know, and these stores. So in terms of the utilization of the silver locally, people are happy?
Had an older man come in a few weeks ago, and he said, I just got back from vacation. He said, I've been taking the silver that you told me about several months ago. And he said, I ran out when I was on vacation, and he came down with a cold while he was on vacation after he ran out of the Sovereign Silver. But up to that point, and this was just a few weeks ago, he said, I did not get sick all winter, and that is the first time that has ever happened.
Right.
And I totally credit it to the Sovereign Silver.
Nice. So he was acknowledging that, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very happy.
Yeah, we talk about, like, through those winter months, doing a teaspoon three times a day, prophylactically, preventively, keep the immune system strong. Don't wait to get sick.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There. Very cool. So let's see, other things like carnivore is interesting. Yeah?
Yeah.
Carnivore, our friend Richard, he does amazing work. Of course, they can't make many statements about what carnivore plant does.
Right.
But I feel like these stories are so important because we owe it to the folks that are suffering out there to relate some of these things. Do you have anybody coming in that learns of carnivore through you and try it and something happens?
We do. We've only had Carnivora for about 5 weeks, so it's very new. I don't have any huge stories yet, but I do have a friend who was very sick, and she was kind of what triggered me to get Carnivora in my store. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. And anyway, I sent her the link to Carnivora just to do some research on her own. And she wrote back to me and she said, I think this might be what's going to save my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I called Carnivora, got it in the store, sent her a bottle. And I messaged her about 2 weeks later and asked her how she was doing. And she said, I'm recovering by leaps and bounds. And she's been sick for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, they don't know what's wrong with her, but she really felt that she was on her deathbed.
Right.
So we'll see where that goes. But I think she's been on it about 4 weeks.
Yeah. Well, we've related stories from people that have called into the show I've interviewed that were on death's door.
Right.
I mean, they were given diagnoses of cancer. You're done. And
right.
They get on this, and it's just, you know, as much as I know what these things can do, it's still amazing the stories that come back.
Well, I just think the lady that called in about, a week or so ago, and she was diagnosed with terminal. She had 3 months to live 30 years ago, right?
Yes, yes.
And I tell everybody that story. You know, everybody I meet knows somebody with cancer. It's rampant in our town with all of the air
right.
pollution. And we have the highest cancer rate in the state of Iowa, mm-hmm. as well as, you know, the air quality. So it goes hand in hand. But I tell everybody I hear, and I do hair, so I talk to people all day.
Yes.
And have lots of opportunities to, you know, consult with people that way while they're
right.
in the chair. I'm
yeah.
talking to them about nutrition, and then we go over to the nutrition store afterwards and hook them up with some water and silver and
right.
vitamins and whatever. So, yeah, I mean, the carnivore is fairly new, but with that one particular friend,
mm-hmm.
she had felt better after a week and a half on it. She
okay.
said she was, her words, recovering by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, that's great, because sometimes we've talked to folks that they didn't see anything for a few weeks, and they go 4 weeks, 5, and suddenly at a certain point, boom, it just kicks in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. So I'm very excited to see what's going to happen with that as far as all of my customers go. And we've got everybody in the family on it as a preventative. So.
Okay, nice. If you just joined us, we're talking with Shelly Meyer. She's a super mom. She has a health food store. I'm going to go ahead and tell you the name. If you ever visit, how do you say, Muscatine or Muscatine?
Yes, Muscatine.
This is Muscadine grapes, you know, in the South, right? No,
yeah.
Muscatine, Iowa. And it's called Nutrition Outlet. And they do essential oils, aromatherapy. And I'm telling you, I would go there in a heartbeat if I was in your town. This is where I'd be going. So what about other supplements? I talk about the whole food form of supplementation. You know the industry, like your husband was doing these sports nutrition, very
right.
synthetic isolate
creatine,
stuff, right?
Protein,
yeah, not a lot of whole food stuff.
Yeah,
maybe it's transitioning. I don't know. But in terms of your integration of that concept of whole food nutrients, are they being received well? That
oh, yeah.
idea, because they're not super high potency, right?
No, and we still have the sports supplements, and we have that market that wants just the sports supplements. But
mm-hmm.
no, we have the whole food mega foods.
Yeah,
we carry that line.
Yeah.
And we have several whole food supplements in our store. So I would say our business is probably 50-50 right now, as far as he's still got all of his sports supplement
right.
guys.
I'm waiting for the story. If you get somebody that's a type 2 diabetic in there, right, on 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium we do.
Right.
And to hear back, again, you got to be careful with it. I mean, it's not like you're replacing the doctor or the medicines and stuff, but understand that when you recognize the role that chromium plays in terms of delivery of the sugars to the cells or remobilization of them out of the cells, the dock workers that the GTF molecules are, what a transformation that happens with these type 2 scenarios, and they're shocked by the reversals.
I started the GTF chromium, maybe I asked you about it about five months ago,
mm-hmm.
because my glucose level had been 107 for 1 year.
Yeah.
And I noticed a symptom that I had of prediabetes that I didn't even realize was a symptom.
Mm-hmm.
It went away as soon as I started the GTF chromium, and that symptom was getting up to go to the bathroom 3 times in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I started that GTF chromium, I sleep through the night.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Well, hypoglycemia, you know, is one of those things that will tend to wake us up in the middle of the night, not only urination needs, but, again, just replenishing a mineral that is largely robbed from the soils or processed out of the food, even the good food that we would say is ideal, not as much available. And these deficiencies matter. They mean things.
Right.
And you can measure the impact. And when you put the right form in, the body is transformed. And it's not to be a surprise, although maybe initially it will be for some. But you should then expect that. If you have a deficiency, you replenish, and now it's in a viable way, and there's a change in your health,
that is, I mean, I guess it's the miracle to think that maybe I could try something instead of a drug.
Exactly.
Instance, managing it.
Exactly, yeah. It's been amazing, and I just know from my symptoms that it's helped me. I haven't had my glucose checked again. I have to do that once a year for insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's helped me. I haven't gotten a lot of people on the GTF Chromium. They kind of look at me like I've never heard of that before when I tell them about it. But I know tons of people with type 2 diabetes, so I hope to get more on that, trying it.
Yeah, and there's no downside. I mean, at the very least, even if they're drug dependent, the thing is they may use less. Maybe not at all. But, I mean, the point is, wouldn't that be a good thing? Isn't that a good goal? Of course, sometimes we're criticized. How dare you talk about supplements replacing drugs? Well, we're not diagnosing anybody here. We're just relating some information here. Shelley, how about we got about a minute left, but your enthusiasm as your husband said, whoa, Shelley, you're just going overboard on this stuff.
You're
going
to start selling oil and water and silver?
Right.
Ah, he said that about a year ago.
Okay, so a little reticence, but...
He just looked at me like, okay, crazy lady. And I'm telling you, he can't believe how much business we get for essential oils. It is just blown up. It's blown up in the last 6 months, at least in our town.
So I love essential oils. I'm delving further into them. I'll be talking more about my experience with them soon. But, Shelley, we're out of time. I want to say hi to Zane and Jake.
Thank you.
And say thanks. You have an awesome mom.
Thank you.
Appreciate your husband as well for lending you to us while we're here at Autism One for a great interview.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll be back to wrap up the hour after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need Ready Made Resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click ReadyMadeResources.com. Ready Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, thanks again to Shelley Meyer for joining us here at Autism One. We're going back to segment one where we were talking with Tara Smith about a lot of things. And one of the things we didn't have time for in that opening segment, Tara, was in relation to environmental toxicity.
Yes.
And your health, your child's health, how did this come about? What did you learn? What did you do?
Yeah, we experienced a lot of environmental toxicity. Mia had pneumonia 9 times in 1 year. We were on breathing treatments every 1 to 2 hours for almost 6 months, steroids for a year. So we just couldn't breathe. My asthma started coming back, and as we started getting testing done and allergy testing, every week we would go in and we would get a new test with a new result of now here's this allergy or you have this. So as I did research and as I was in these biomed groups and was reading about toxicity, you know, everything that we could find in our house that was toxic, we couldn't afford to replace it, but we just trashed it. We ripped out our carpet and dumped it. We lived on concrete floors.
How did you get the idea to dump out your or rip out your carpet?
Well, when we got our allergy testing done, the 60 pricks on the back with
right.
the needle,
yeah, yeah.
59 were positive.
Yay.
So allergist was like, if there's a kid that needs to be in a bubble, it is Mia.
Well,
so.
You know, that's my story, Tara. That was me. When I was a kid, we went to the allergist. They did 100 or 200, I don't know, so many little needle pricks, and almost everything inflamed. I was borderline boy in the plastic bubble at that time. Then we did not pull carpet out. What did we do? Allergy medicines. 10 years of allergy shots, all the things that don't address the underlying cause of it at all, and then, you know, come to find out years later as an adult on my own, oh man, I need to detox my liver. I need to heal my gut.
Exactly.
Right? And yes, of course, if there are environmental exposures like carpets and such. So tell me, what was the response of you, your daughter, what happened in pulling this stuff out?
Yeah, everything we did, we had a positive outcome. So we ripped out the carpet, and I didn't wake up with a bloody nose the next morning, and I'm like, okay, interesting, because we're sleeping in this stuff. So we started getting rid of the beds. The beds, you know, had, you know, the toxic
treated wood. And so everything that we stripped away, symptoms started improving. Now, it wasn't the cure-all. It was just a piece of the puzzle for us.
Yeah.
But it definitely, we saw improvement with everything that we did, everything we removed, the plastics and going to glass. And digestion was a little bit better because we didn't have all that stuff that was leaching out from other things. And so it was just improvement with everything that we did.
Tara, when you say this, it reminds me of when I talk about, even if you can't do everything or even half the things, if you do one thing,
exactly,
that you will find it will pay you back maybe even tenfold. I mean, I'm sure that the improvements, although they weren't total, you had to be happy with,
exactly.
Right? No bloody nose in the morning.
Yeah.
That's significant.
Yeah. And, you know, we could lessen the breathing treatments. We got up to every 4 hours. And, you know, we're now off allergy shots and all of that. But, you know, we were doing all that at the time. We were on 16 allergy shots a week. We were able to go down to 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was doing 18.
Yeah.
Worst of it. I had 9 in each arm. I didn't know they still did that. Because we consolidated it, then I got, you know, 4, and then I was happy when it was only 2 in each arm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But none of it addressed the underlying allergies.
Right. Yeah. It helped for a little bit, but it just, you know, wasn't the answer, and we could tell that for sure.
So did you do any homeopathy?
I have not done any homeopathy yet. It's been on my radar of things that I want to
see. How did you get on this show? You did no homeopathy. I didn't pre-clear you?
No. I was here last year. We spoke last year.
Yes,
and just, you know, the group of people that we're in, like-minded. And we just, you know, we're on the edge of everything's going good right now.
Well, so. You know, I joke about it, but at the same time, people that are holistically oriented, they don't want to do antibiotics and stuff, they'll still go on Claritin, right?
Okay.
It's like, my allergy, or even Benadryl. You know, try homeopathy, all right? If it didn't work, okay, but don't go to that first, is my point. We've got so many allergy medicines available to us. King Bio has amazing formulations that are even regional. We've got mold ones, you know, all the things you associate with household chemicals. So there are other ways to accelerate or further deepen the detox that we need to go under.
Exactly, and, you know, with the cost of it, you know, I can't do that. I can't afford it. I actually took all my toxic products back to the store.
Yeah.
And took a brochure and said, this is my daughter's allergy test.
Yeah.
Here's what these chemicals do to you. I can't use these. What can we do?
Okay. And what
happened? I got almost $350 back in my first trip.
Wow.
So then I used that money to buy things at that store that we could use.
Right.
And, you know, then that saved me money that I would have spent somewhere else. So you just have to think outside the box. There's lots of ways to do those things.
Yeah.
You know, just like with the carpet.
All
we could afford to replace it. We sat on concrete for a year until we could afford wood.
Nice.
You know, so there's ways around. Just think outside the box.
Very impressive. Ty Bollinger would be impressed. Outside the box, right? Great job, Tara. Remember the website we mentioned earlier for her blog and the books coming out, Mia Rain, R-A-Y-N-E, .blogspot.com. Again, thanks to Eric. Thank you as well to Shelley. And I appreciate all the tips and insights and your helping me to remind each and every one of you guys and gals out there that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is...
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.